Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettea along with Charlie Long. We'll have our two-lane Tuesday segment with Green Wave head football coach John Sumrall a little after 4:30 this afternoon. As we're talking about before, Jackson Dart, who had a great preseason, was fantastic in the training camp sessions. The people that covered the Giants really raved about Jackson Dart and kind of predicted it wouldn't be long before he's put into the starting lineup. A lot of pressure, too, on Brian Daboll to get this turned around in New York. Russell Wilson, okay, he threw for over 425 yards against the Cowboys in a losing effort, but still, it's not all the quarterback's fault. But you knew eventually this would happen. This is sort of the setup you can see is going to happen here in New Orleans very quickly. That, okay, it's not Spencer Rattler's fault that the Saints aren't winning, but you got a young quarterback, you've invested in him, and eventually you know the change is going to happen. And it happened in New York today with Jackson Dart. He's going to get his first start. Now, if I was to pick a team, I certainly wouldn't want to go up against the Chargers in my first opener, but that's who it's going to be. Jackson Dart's going to get his first start this coming week against the L.A. Chargers. And they also, and man, I just thought about this. They signed Younghoe Koo, the former Atlanta Falcon kicker. He's on their practice squad. You know, Koo had been a really good kicker the last, like, year and a quarter. He's really sort of trailed off. But I think the Giants looked at that and said, man, you know what, let's take a shot with him because he was such a good player for the Falcons for so many years. He's also in a maneuver today with the Giants, and it won't be long before Koo becomes the starting kicker for the Giants there, too. Whatever happens, almost like golfing, you know, you can get out there on the course and everything you can hit on the green, and then after that, man, everything is long or short. Can't hit a short putt or a long putt. Nothing works right for you. That also happens with kickers. So, Charlie, I think with Jackson Dart, we saw this coming with him, but I think this is the prelude to what we're going to see here in New Orleans, too. It wasn't all on Russell Wilson with the Giants, but you knew when you had that investment of trading up in round one to get a quarterback, the Saints using that early second-round pick on Tyler Shuck, that's going to happen.
Wilson also had some pretty terrible throws, Mike. I mean, I know he put up big numbers against the Cowboys, but even in that game against the Cowboys, he just air it out and then underthrow a deep ball where a DB just gets an easy pick. He did it multiple times against the Chiefs as well. He wasn't very good, in all honesty, for a veteran. And you knew that the change was going to come. Now, as you had kind of mentioned there, against the Chargers, it's quite the test for young Jackson Dart.
Well, I guess.
You know, kind of similar almost to what happened last year when the Patriots made the move to Drake May. Yep. Right before they were going to be playing a Houston Texans defense that was obviously ferocious last year. So Jackson Dart will be tested right off the bat. But it's also interesting that his first road start, I kind of threw this in the Sports Flash as well, is going to be against the Saints and the NFL level. So They play, obviously, in week five. We were going to be asking early on in the season, are the Saints going to be playing Russell Wilson? Are they going to be playing Jackson Dart? Well, if Jackson Dart makes it out healthy against this Chargers defense, that is who they will be, in fact, facing in week five of the NFL season.
And you see what he, the element he brings to the table. Russell Wilson could do this when he was younger. He could extend plays and run with the ball. Jackson Dart can do that today. And you saw even against the Chiefs, they pulled Russell Wilson and put Dart in for a running play. And that was a designated play for Dart. So Jackson Dart getting his first start. Also, too, today, C.J. Gardner-Johnson released by the Houston Texans. And for Chauncey, you know, he's sort of used to this. You know, he's a guy that's not for everybody. It wasn't a good fitting with the Texans. Man, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson can play. But there's also that other side of him. He is open. He was openly critical of teammates about them not doing their assignments. And he wanted a bigger role defensively. Man, on that team, they're not going to put up with that. You know, their deal is, hey, we traded Kenyon Green, who was a bust for a first-round pick. We traded him to Philly for you. It's really not costing us a ton of money to get rid of you. But it was, Charlie, almost from day one, it didn't seem to be a good fit for him to go to the Texans. And I'll say this, he's going to end up going somewhere and be a good player for whoever picks him up.
Yeah,
that type performer.
He's going to sign with a contender in all likelihood, Mike. I don't know what really was going on behind the scenes in Houston, but with their 0-3 start right now, you can imagine that maybe they don't want to deal with the locker room headache. That's all I can really think of, because on the field, I don't think Gardner Johnson's been bad this year, Mike.
No, he hasn't.
So, like, that's quite literally all I can think of, is that maybe he was being a little bit of a headache in the locker room. Because we all know that he's got, you know, let's say a larger-than-life personality.
He's edgy. Put it to you that way. I'll never forget, he goes on a recruiting trip. I'm not going to say what school. Man, he's telling the upperclassmen there, I'm going to put all of y'all butts on the bench next year. I'm coming in here as a true freshman, and I'm going to beat everybody out. You know, and one of the coaches told me, we had never heard that from a freshman. I mean, openly sort of taunting the other guys on the team that, hey, y'all don't mean nothing to me. I'm the guy when I come in here. And so when the Saints picked him, he was like, I think maybe Coach Payton, his personality, he could handle Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, but he's not for everybody. And he is absolutely right. You look how kind of he's bounced around. He has won two Super Bowl rings, though. So you got to give him credit on that. He's been on two Super Bowl teams and been a big part of that. And he will find a job somewhere else real quickly in the NFL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.